Let me hide. Let you be exalted and filled in the hearts of people and in this room. Let it be about you continuously this morning. We glorify your name in all the earth. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Isn't God wonderful? Right, I bring you love and greetings from Pastor Musa. He's just popped out to Manchester to minister to the body there. This morning, I'm just going to be speaking to us. I'm bringing unto us more like, just because of the times that we're in, I don't want to preach at you. I just want to talk to you. Something that's been on top of my, you know, uppermost in my heart so lately. And you heard me say, watch and pray. I just want to encourage us as a church, you know, to continue to watch and pray. You know, on Friday, I came for the Friday night fellowship and I had to walk out because I had a shift. I had to go to work because I booked myself to work. I work 2 days a week towards the weekend. And that's the new thing now. And, you know, that's a part-time thing apart from what I do with church. And weekend sometimes, because sometimes we're away and we can't even do the work. So one day or not or two, I do that just to, I love nursing, but most of it is because we need to make ends meet as well. On Friday, for a long time since I came to England, I couldn't do, I refused to work a Sunday shift. And so I've never worked one Sunday since I came to England. I'm not trying to judge anybody, but my circumstances are different. That's just me, and I made that decision. I was ready to resign my job in the Rotherham's the Rotherham Ardash Hospital when I was working there. I told the manager I can resign because she insisted I have to work on Sunday morning. Now, this is me, Q, and this is my own decision. And she had to change things and allow me there because I had to be in church, full stop. And on Friday, when I was walking out of the prayer meeting, because I told Pastor Musa, maybe I don't need to go. Look, I'm just being down to earth with you. Because I know we have battles in life. We fight many things. We struggle to make ends meet. And sometimes we think pastors have one horn. But we're just human beings. And we also just, I'm stood here because of the Spirit of God. Outside the pulpit, I sleep, I eat, I go to toilet. And do things like every normal human being. It's just that there's an anointing. That's the part on me that helps me do other things. And the grace, okay? So I'm not one superhero. So don't expect that when you see me on the street, you know, and I should be touching people and their eyes will just be opening all the time. And so I'm telling you my down-to-earth story here so you could do something about it. On Friday, I walked out of the Friday night and God spoke to me clearly. He said, Eunice, at your level, you shouldn't be leaving Friday night fellowship. You should be staying in Friday night fellowship. So I went to work that day sad. And the reason why I was at work, you know, because I couldn't, I'm particular about lives and responsibilities that are given to me. You know, I cannot cancel work because I've taken on a shift. Do you understand? And so I've got to go there and faithfully look after the people that I've accepted to. I've got to. You know, I've signed to do that. So I was in between. And the only thing to leave was church. Because that day I had to leave. Because I couldn't change it. So I left. And I had to speak in my heart. I said, you know, nobody's forcing me to work on a Friday. You understand? Nobody forced me to work. I have a choice because of the nature of how I do the career I do. I have a choice to be able to work around it. So as I worked, I started dialoguing with the Holy Spirit, saying, okay, give me a solution. How do I catch up the 2 days that I, you know, and all that? And so we had that dialogue, and I think he's helping me so far. I'm going to try Friday nights to be there. And I just want to encourage us as a church. The reason why I was concerned about being there on Friday night is because Fridays are the days we pray. And I feel the nations need a lot of prayers now. Lives need a lot of prayers now. You know, if there's nothing to pray, there are youths and everything to pray about. Pastor Musa was in prison the other day, and there were a lot of young people in prison. It breaks my heart. If there's nothing to pray about, then we come preserve the next generation. Come on, pray for the young people. let's just come and pray. There's a lot to pray about. You know, if you can't, I mean, if you work within the health profession, if you don't know what to pray about, come and pray for the people that you work for. They don't need only medication and care. They also, the managers and all the people in those units, they also need help to be able to do their jobs. So whilst you do the jobs and the things that you do, take out time, a retreat, to come on Friday, because it's your me time to pray for all these people that you work with, the lives out there. If there's nothing to pray, nurses, you can pray for nurses to be more in the units, because they're always short. And I have so much compassion when I see, you know, older people especially without enough care. They're short. And I think, if it's my mom that is here, what would I do with this situation? If you don't know what to pray about, today I woke up with a burden, and I was having a shower, and I just paused and thought. I said, what happened to the homeless people today? What did they do with all this wind? What did they do? And for once I said, God, just help me not to complain a lot. Help me to be grateful. You know, but I wondered, I carried it as a burden. I said, what happened to the people who don't have homes? Whatever their circumstances, we don't want to judge them for why they're out there on the streets. You know, we just better thank God that you are privileged, that you came through a source that made you sit like this in clean clothes. Some people's circumstances has not been like this, so they found themselves in rough situations. So we're not going to judge them. We're going to pray for them. Because in all this wind, you'll be surprised to find that some people were curled up in it. Our days are evil. Our days are challenging. Our seasons are burdened. And I sat and thought of Wuhan and what's going on there. And I heard, is it propaganda or something? They were saying, oh, they were asking for permission. Don't repeat me, you know, to eliminate those who have the virus, the coronavirus, so that it won't spread. You know, the way to do it is to eliminate as people are having it. I don't know if that's propaganda. Don't quote me. And I heard that, and pity caught me. And I said, how can human beings, how could we have turned to this situation where we now have become heartless because people have caught a virus? We don't mind slaying them out of the way so that we can survive. You know? And, you know, these are just days that we have to really watch out and pray. You know, and just don't sit there and think that I'm safe. I'm in Sheffield. Coronavirus is in York, and I'm not putting fear in you. But we have to live as if, you know, we've got today. We do not know what lies ahead. There's a song. We know who holds tomorrow. That's all we know. We can fill our wardrobes and our houses with all good things, have money filled in our banks. But that doctor that died, the one that found the coronavirus, I'm sure he didn't think a while ago that his life was going to be stolen by a virus that he found himself. With everything he has acquired, he couldn't save himself. We're in a situation, in a dilemma. Right now, the world is in a state. They're trying to find some solution, and you're here. You know, traveling up and down, you know, you don't know, just basically in God's mighty hands. You don't know who can pass through you, and who told you that the air has control. The waters were the things that he put in their pockets. In Genesis, when he made waters, he says, you be here and be contained. And he called it sea and land. He didn't contain the air. I can't see anywhere in Genesis that he says, and he says to the air in England, don't pass England. I mean, is there a place like that? That the air and the ventilation has been curtailed to Sheffield only, and it shouldn't travel. Except the scientists would tell me that if air travels within a certain limit, you know, I don't know if there's too much science, but except scientists would tell me that if air travels a long way, it loses its diseases and everything. I mean, if you can get into a room or a plane, right now, you know, they're saying that there's a ship that is on board and a lot of the people are infected already and they don't know when they're going to land, something like that. Again, I don't know if that's propaganda, but think about it. If you are in an environment, just think about, we just need to pray. We've got hospitals and everything, all with this, you know, people all baggaged in places. Easily, if there's anything, it's easily transmissible. You know, so we need to be praying. And so this season, I just don't want us to be callous and just walk around ourselves as if We've forgotten our positions. I don't have all the time to say all I want to say, but I want to say to us this season, watch and pray. There's a lot that has been coming a lot on this watch and pray. And watch and pray. It's a call for us Christians to be guards, to be keepers. You know, was it Cain and Abel that when he was asked, he says, am I my brother's keeper? Yeah, this is at the times that through prayers, we got to be our brother's keepers. You know, if you don't know how to pray for me, I'm asking now that don't get angry with me. Pray for me instead. Because I need you. We sing that song, I love you, you love me. We're all a part of God's family. We sing the song, these are the days of these are the seasons and all that. We sing the songs. Yes, these are the seasons. If you don't know what to do with a sister or brother's soul, pray for them. Watch and pray is a thing now. Be brothers keepers. Be guards. Be watchful. Be agents. Be observant. You know, the word to watch and pray, you know, 1 Peter 5:8. The NIV says, be alert and sober. Another one says, be sober and vigilant. Now, if you look at the word, the meaning of the word sober, I don't know, you know, what's the meaning of the word sober? The word sober has something to do, be serious, be calm. So these are the seasons that even though we have a lot of giddiness, we know where to do the giddiness. You might find me jumping in worship and all that, but it's time for everything. Understand? There's time to jump and be excited in worship, but then there's time for thoughtfulness. Be sober means to be thoughtful, to think as we walk around. Be sober means to be calm and not just be pa, 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 everywhere like that. Because people who think, people who are thinkers, people who hear, people who discern, actually don't jump around all the time. You have to be calm and sat somewhere in your spirit for him to speak. And so that will be sober and vigilant. It's when the Bible says watch, that's the word watch. Watch means to be sober, to be vigilant. Watch means to be observant. You know, watch means to be on guard. Watch means to be keeper. Watch. It's a very strong word. We read that scripture every day. Jesus speaking to his disciples, his beloved disciples, you know, he said to them, Peter, John and his brother, James and his brother John, the sons of Zebedee, he said to them, he said, watch and pray. You couldn't even tarry for an hour. You know, so that watch word is like, you know, the word that means to be alert. You know, alert. Be sober, be alert. That's what the Bible keeps saying. Be not ignorant. It means let's be knowledgeable. Let's be not intelligent. You know, and I'll tell you what, you know, just know what's going on. Just know what's be vigilant. Be prepared. The people that were, you know, in the zones of Boko Haram that they were just bombarded, their villages were taken, some were killed. You know, the people that we had news of them just being killed anyhow in disgrace, you know, martyrs, you know, the people like that, you know, are people, you know, who were serving God, were fervent, they were given an opportunity, you know, to watch and pray, and then things just overturned them, you know, things just caught up with them. Now, what's going to happen to you in the world that we're not certain about what's going to happen next minute? What's going to happen to you in the world whether you don't know where you're going to be attacked, you don't know whether you're going to be diseased, you don't know whether you're going to lack, you don't know when there's going to be a breakout of war, you don't know when nothing, you know, we're just praying for peace. And I'm not coming here to be negative, but I just want you to know that when men are saying peace, 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 these are the end times. There are signs everywhere of his second coming. There are warnings everywhere. You know, the rapture can take place anytime. So watch and pray. Watch means be vigilant. The Bible says about the sons of Issachar. You know, the sons of Issachar in 1 Chronicles 12:32. It says, and there's a version here that I don't know, I just picked it. The other one says the children of Issachar, and I prefer this. It says, and the sons of Issachar who had understanding of the times. That's watch. They had understanding of the times. People who are insightful, insight. They had foresight. You know, so the sons of Issachar were insightful. It says they had understanding. You know, they told Israel what was going to happen, how they need to move. And people followed after them and waited for them to give the signs and what movement to make. It says the sons of Issachar were of them that understood the times and the seasons. They knew what to do. So you cannot even pray when you don't understand your times and seasons. Hallelujah. So this is a sober time, a time for soberness, reflection, a time to pay attention and be quiet, you know, to hear what the Spirit of God is saying, you know, that's to understand the times and the seasons. Then you can pray. It means that you know what to do. We know how to do, we know how to pray. We don't know what else to do after we've done what we need to do. God's hands are the ones that answer prayer to do what we do as a result of the prayer. We know what to do. We know how to be wise and arrange ourselves in the place of watchfulness. So basically, what that scripture is saying, you know, I go down to Ephesians chapter 6 and I'll relate it. Just tells me that we are actually, you know, there's certain things that I need you to understand. Who you are, your position. So to watch and pray, I just want you to understand as Christians who we are. And I just come to remind us so that we will position ourselves and behave ourselves as such. Yeah, we keep forgetting, but we need reminders every day. I need to be reminded of my position and who I am. You know, that I make a difference in Sheffield. I make a difference to pray for the children in Sheffield. I make a difference to pray for the Christians in Sheffield. I make a difference to pray for the atmosphere in Sheffield, for the peace of Sheffield. I make a difference. And I'm alert, I'm positioned, I'm observant in my spirit, and I know what's going on. I might look as if I'm just walking around, but, you know, I'm actually a kingdom intelligence. Have you heard about, you know, the American and all that secret agents? You heard. But some of you have heard what they say, IQ. What does IQ mean? Intelligence? Quotient, isn't it? IQ. It means somebody is very intelligent. Their own, they measure it and yours can be very high, isn't it? IQ, they call it. So, but have you heard of EEI? Emotional intelligence. Who has heard of EI? Emotional intelligence is actually better to have than IQ. That's what all managers need. Let me tell you something now if you don't know. Every manager, every leader, you need emotional intelligence. So if you don't know about this word, today I'm telling you, go and research and learn emotional intelligence. Okay? That's free of charge for you to know. Because if you're working without emotional intelligence, then there's something wrong with you as a leader. Because it means you're making wrong judgments, you're leading your people to a hole, you're being poor in judgment, and you're walking without feeling, and you don't know what to make some decisions or not. Emotional intelligence is above IQ. You might be intelligent, but you need emotional intelligence. Okay? But I want to tell you about some intelligence that is above everything now, this morning. You need KI. Kingdom intelligence. You can call it SI. Spiritual intelligence. And that kingdom intelligence is something that anybody with IQ, whatever your level is, and it doesn't even matter. Anytime, anybody with emotional intelligence, and it doesn't matter how sharp it is and quick, it doesn't matter. But your KI or your SI must be sharp as a Christian. You must have spiritual intelligence or kingdom intelligence. That's the spirit of discernment, ability to discern the seasons and the times, like the sons of Issachar. You cannot be going, papa, 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 I use that word a lot, around, without being sober, vigilant, on guard. So I'm talking about Christians now today. When we say watch, we're talking about people who have all these things that we listed, but they have kingdom intelligence. It means that you're able to know when to take a step and when not to take a step. When to be missing Friday night and going for walk. And when to decide not to miss Friday night and go for work, because you need to be positioned to pray for the people you think you're going to take care of. You can actually take care of them, Eunice, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or whatever days you choose to do the 2 days. Friday, Saturday, Sunday nights. You can do that. But why Friday? Why Sunday morning? When you need to be positioned, because even though they're not asking for your prayers, they need it. I can't pray on the units, except I'm permitted. I can't ask I can't just go and start praying for one elderly woman that perhaps she doesn't even believe, or I don't have permission to, for example. But in my closet, I won't go run to Northern General and say, please, I want to be praying for Northern General people. Am I permitted? For them to say no or yes. No. They don't need to permit me when I'm in my closet. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for Northern General people today. The nurses, the doctors, help them make their decisions. I pray for the managers. Help them manage their finances. I pray for the supply of nurses in the name of Jesus. They don't need me to be, just because Kingdom Intelligence tells me that instead of complaining with everybody, these are the seasons. I pray for the health of Sheffield with the coronavirus going. You know, in the name of Jesus, I pray that the coronavirus will not find access to Sheffield, will not find access to the people. I pray in England, coronavirus will find its limitations. I pray that the people that are here, attacked with it already or infected with it, there will be solution and healing. I pray for China right now in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, those in China who have caught the coronavirus and are still alive, let there be a solution that will keep them alive in the name of Jesus. I declare healing to the nations right now. And then you begin to pray. Kingdom Intelligence tells you that you know the times and the seasons and you know what to do. You know what to do. Let it catch you praying. Whatever it is, let it catch you praying. Let it catch you praying. It's not avoidance, it's prayer. Watchfulness, staying in the gap, whatever it is, let it catch you ready and praying. You know, this season we need to watch and pray. We need to watch and pray. Now, the book of Ephesians says, finally be strong. Ephesians 6, 10 to 18. Finally be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Now, that scripture encourages us that as Kingdom Intelligence, be strong. So one of the things, be sober, vigilant, be strong. It's another thing, isn't it? That scripture, the first thing tells us to be strong. But it says in the Lord and in the power of his might. That's Kingdom Intelligence. Our strength is not physical. You look at me. In fact, I'm wearing high heels. Some of you have come to my house when I'm not wearing my heels. And they get surprised that I'm actually this tall. Yes. So, the heels make up the 3 inches. Hallelujah. I'm not praying for increased height. Never pray for that. I'm contented. There's more to be bothered about than praying, God, increase my height. Maybe I could pray God to reduce the... The shoes can do it. Maybe the prayer we need to be praying maybe is the one we had last Sunday. Six-pack. Lord, give us six-pack. Pastor Nii. Amen. Because we know that if we don't have six-pack, it's a problem, isn't it? We are attracting diabetes and everything. I'm happy with being short. I'm not angry when you say I'm fat, but I don't get offended with those things, by the way. I'm okay. If you say, you're just a bit round, I'm good. But I get a bit concerned because the roundness comes with some problems. And so we're doing everything to eliminate the roundness because we don't want the diseases that come from it. So we're jumping in the gym every day because we understand Kingdom Intelligence that if this horse must do the job, then the horse must be healthy. You see, I cannot do much if I'm getting fatter and fatter. I found that I can't. Some of you that know me, you know I used to dance a lot those days in church. You think it's because I'm getting older that I've reduced the dance. No, it's because I became fatter. That's why the dance reduced. Too heavy on my legs. But when I lost the inches, I found that I'm becoming lighter to dance more. So be ready for more dances. Because you've not seen anything. You thought I stopped running around the church. It's becoming the situation because God is helping. Let's do something. If we understand our times and seasons, let's do everything we need to do so that we meet up. So this scripture is saying, finally be strong in the Lord. Put all the whole armor. Some people are saying, now she's going carnal. No, even the Bible says, I wish above all things that you be in health, even as thy soul prosper. Am I? So it says, bodily exercise profited. Isn't it? So I'm not off. the times and seasons, actually, if we have kingdom intelligence, we know that we should actually also be ready and light. When you are too sick, you can't even hear God. You are hearing all your sickness. When you are ill, your body tells you not to pray. All you can hear is illness and pain. I don't know if you've been there, somebody, but I have been there. I've been to where I couldn't pray because things were wrong. Our days and our times and seasons come for fast reaction to our health and everything so that we can be alert. You see, the thing is, that sober vigilance, I'm going to go into that quickly and I'll try to stop. That sober vigilance is calling for people who are alert, strong, you know, military in nature. Because it talks about put on the whole armor. Who wears an armor? Who wears an armor? A short, fat unis that can't breathe well. Just think about it. Who wears an armor? A fit person. I'm sorry that I use myself, but it's okay. It's okay for you to picture what I'm saying. Who wears an armor? Who's ready to strike? Now, let me tell you what. Look at that scripture. Watch is what we are on, because we're not even touching prayer yet. It says, finally, be strong in the Lord so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. So one of the things is to be strong so we can take our stand. Okay? And it says, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the power of darkness, the dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. 13, therefore, put on the full armor of God. So, people who are going to watch and pray, what I'm hearing here is that they have to put on the whole armor of God. Isn't it? It says, be strong in the Lord. It says, then he started telling us, for our wrestling is not this and that. So the reason why we need to be strong is because of that. So therefore, to be strong, to be able to stand the wiles of the enemy, he says, put on the whole armor of God. So he begins to tell us, you see how the scripture is playing out? He says, therefore, put on the full armor of God. Somebody say, full armor of God. Yes, that's a strong word for you to carry, full armor of God. So that when the day of evils come, you may be able to stand your ground. That's why you should put on the full armor. Because you cannot stand your ground when you're not wearing the full armor. Full. He didn't say put on the armor of God. He says full. So this season, we're going to trust God for these armors that God is going to help us put them on. And I'm not just trying to make some noise. As a church, I want us to come together in unity and trust God to help us. We need to say, God, we need help. God, we need help. Lord, Eunice needs help. Eunice needs help. Because we see these things, we read them, and I need help to put on your full armor. We need help. I'm not trying to preach to you something out of the blues that we feel, oh, we've arrived, we know we heard it all. Yeah, full armor, yeah, yeah. We know it all. No, I'm saying that I'm going to say these things one by one. And then we're going to go home and be praying in tongues upon our lives. Because these days require us, this Ephesians, I read it all the time. But these days require us to pay attention to the lines of the scripture. It requires us, they are not the days of playing. They're the days that we need to, not the days of hurry, hurry. These are the days for us to watch. And that watch word tells us that for us to watch, for us to be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy, we need to be able to put on the full armor. There's a regalia for the watch. And so I'm going to just read that on and I'll try to quickly finish up. And that scripture then says to us, therefore put on the full armor so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. You know, days of evil, temptations, day of evil, illnesses, day of evil, you know, offense, anything. You know, these are not the days to hold offense. These are not the days to allow sickness just toy us around. These are not the days, the day of evil. This is when somebody is going to step on you. Kweju, I was talking to you once, and I said, so what do you understand by watch? And Kweju says, you know, she started saying. And yesterday I was asking Pastor Johnson Azoro, I said, what do you understand by watch? He said, because when the end of time is coming, you know, I do my research. So this thing is disturbing me, and I ask, what do you understand by watch? So you, what do you understand by watch? What do you understand when the Bible says watch? Mm-hmm. So people telling me what they understand, and I'm like, yes, that's it. Or, yeah, I didn't think of it that way. But it's been disturbing me, and I've asked a lot of questions. What do you mean by watch? And Pastor Adoro also told me. He said to watch. Jesus was saying this, and he started quoting all scriptures. You know, if you touch him, he will begin not to bring all the Bible. And then he started, you know, we got some intelligent people in VA. You just give them a microphone and you'd be amazed. And anyway, I touched him, and then he started saying this kind of thing. And he says, you know, it was a warning that Jesus gave about his second coming and all that. And he says, because, you know, you will not know when the Son of Man will come, watch. So why do we need to watch? If I ask many people now, if we had the time, why should we watch? In fact, I had a plan to do that, but I don't have the time to do that. We might do that. I said, why do we need to watch? So that we don't fall into temptation. Because I would say with scripture and backup, why do we have to watch? Because Jesus will come anytime. This is so scripture says that. Why do we have to watch? Why do we have to watch? You know? And so we need to watch. So why do we need to wear the full armor? Because of all those things. Because he's coming back, Jesus is coming back again, because of the offense, because of the unforgiveness and everything that flies around, because of the temptations that we might fall into. He's Jesus saying to his disciples, watch and pray so that you don't fall into temptation. Watch. Watch, be sober, be vigilant, be alert, be serious, be mindful, be discerning, be insightful, have foresight so that you don't fall into temptation. Watch. So we're describing this KI, Kingdom Intelligence Person, or SI. We're describing it. It says, therefore, put on the whole armor so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything, stand. So you need to put on the armor before you will stand, isn't it? So then I have a picture of one Kingdom Intelligence Person. Have you ever gone into Tesco and seen a security man stood there? They're usually broad-chested and tall. Am I right? So that you'll be afraid of them. In fact, I left my car open. One of them just called me the other day. I thought I was going to be punished. So think about it. Observers. Military KSI. KI. Kingdom Secret Intelligence. Kingdom Spiritual Intelligence. Whatever you want to call your own. Just think about it. You get into Tesco. And somebody's just sitting. Remember, they are sober. Remember, they are calm. They don't show you that they want to do anything. Remember that they are observant. You won't believe that they are stood here. They can see who's stealing sweet. Remember, they are just stood there looking as if they've not been trained. Who works in acute wards and forensic wards? You're dealing with dangerous people. The devil is dangerous. So if you must be a KSI, and you must be positioned, they put you to look after one dangerous person or one-on-one. You have to put the full armor. Just think about that uniform hard on you. You've been trained MVQ. You see MVQ, they call it. Who are those people that do manual thingy handling? They've been trained. These military people are trained. These American intelligence are trained. They go around with wigs on and lipstick like I'm wearing. Some of you, you know, they think when you see Eunice, she's just one, because I play a lot. Then when I become hard, they become a bit surprised. Because they expect me not to say no. There are times to say no. Because your no can be anointed. Kingdom intelligence. You play, but you know your position. You know your plight. You know your action. I'm going to do this quickly and wrap it up for you. There's something I want to bring out here. And then if I have an opportunity, there's quite a lot on it, and I'll continue. But I don't know when. says, therefore, put on the full armor, and when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. After you've done everything, then stand. So it's after you've put everything, then you can stand. It says, stand firm. You're wearing the armor. Stand firm with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with the feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition of all these, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation, and then finally the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Now I want you to be observant on these, just that last, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. It says, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions. That's after you've worn the armor. And those are the things of the armor. The last thing there says what? The sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. That's what he concluded with. Did you see that? Couldn't have concluded. And it says, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert. Watch. You are guarded. So while you have all this armor, it says then pray in the Spirit. And with this in mind, with all this guardedness, it says then stand, watch. There's a scripture there that says to you, then watch and always keep on praying. Then pray. And it says, you guard yourself, pray in the Spirit. It says then be alert. After guarding yourself, then it says pray for all the Lord's people. We have a responsibility here. Pray for all the Lord's people. Now, can I just show you something that God showed me here? You know, in this full armor. Then the last thing there in the full armor, it says, then you know, that last thing that I said, pay your attention to, it says, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. You know how foolish it is to put all the breastplate of righteousness, the this, that, and all that, which are all important, but then you don't have a striker. Because when the enemy comes to you, if there's any army person, you can wear anything, but how do you strike when you don't have a sword? You know, you're just wearing that, all that thing, but you didn't get that last important thing. That when the thing comes, as you're protecting yourself and doing that, that's what you use to strike back. So you forget the word of God. You can wear everything. That's why it says full armor. Wear everything. But most of all, last, even though the Bible didn't say it, you need the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So that when you're sober, when you're vigilant, and it's time to attack, and it comes to you, then that's when that thing comes out from where it is to strike. And that's the only thing that extends out. Everything else protects you. So we talk about offensive and defensive weapons. A sword is an offensive weapon of warfare. Your breastplate might be offensive, defensive, but the offensive one is the word of God. Bah! That's what you use to strike. And so when you get a full armor, get the word of God. Get the word of God, finally. And I feel that if you have the word of God contains everything. You can't walk in righteousness, you can't have breastplate of truth and all this when you don't have the word. Anyway, they are actually finally, even though it says it finally, but you find them embedded in the word. The sword of the Spirit, the word of God, contains all this. And so I just want us to pay attention to these last things I'll say. And at this point, I'd like to tell you about the 7 W's of kingdom intelligence. 7 W's, these are my own things, so don't quote me anywhere. And don't copy it. No plagiarism. I said, because of the last thing I read, I said, the 7 W's of kingdom intelligence are the word. Because the word contains every intelligence, every righteousness, every belt of truth, everything. It sums it all up. It says it last, but it needs to be the striker. And to be frank, without the word, you can't do the next thing. Worship. See, a lot of us struggle to bow down, struggle to worship, because we're not full of the word. We don't understand the God of the word. If you understand God, you understand his nature, you will be bowed in humility. The entrance of the word gives light and understanding to the simple. The word is able to buy you everything. Everything you need is embedded in the word. And that's why I said the 7 W's of kingdom intelligence: get the word, get knowledge of the word of God, and get wisdom. That is what you need. You need the word of God. That last tool that looks insignificant and last, but is a striker. Get it, and it will just furnish you with everything that you need. Concerning the armor that you need, because the word of God contains everything that you need. And then it allows you worship. Nobody worships, whether worship as a lifestyle or worship as a demonstration, an act, a show of emotions, or basically it's also an emotional thing anyway, worship. If you don't know how to be emotional with God, then the word of God will bring the emotions out in worship. So worship is something that we need to pay attention to. Worship as our lives totally are a worship to God, whether worship as in, you know, an act or a demonstration of who God is to us, and through praise, because praise is an outlet of worship. I said to you, praise is a demonstration of worship. I know we say praise and worship, but it's when you worship that you praise. And I don't want to go into that. So we understand the word, then we are able to worship. Then if we're able to worship, then we're able to watch. If you don't understand the word, you don't understand worship, you don't have business with worship, because worship recognizes the God of the watch. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy kingdom come. Worship, the word makes us know God. Worship gives him his place. So when we take our position, he's already a cover. The person that worships God because they know God from the word, find it easy and have a backup from where they stand, because they already have a cover. They know who gives them that defense. So you start, don't do it upside down. It's to know him, to worship him and give him his position as King of Kings in all the universe, then to stand in war on his behalf as a kingdom rep, because you know him through his word. You know him as a backup. Now when you talk, you know he's behind you, because you've spent time worshiping him. You have no right praying, watching and any praying, when you have not recognized the place of God. You don't recognize the place of God. What are you watching and praying for? Who are you fighting when you don't understand the Lord of the fight? So watch when you've word, when you've worshipped. Then, you know, I said, when you've watched, when you understand the word, then you worship. When you worship, then you watch and pray. Warfare. Okay? You can't pray when you don't watch. Because the sons of Issachar understood the times and the seasons. Then they knew what to do. You can't pray in ignorance. You have to understand the word. You have to submit in lordship. Then you have to take position with your full armor and your backup, which is God. Then you have to stay in that position of watch. Then you know how to pray. Because now you have a backup. You understand about the backup, the word. You are watching. You are praying accurate and strategic prayers. Then, when you pray, you experience welfare. And I believe very much this season and this month, we're talking about blessed and overflow. Okay? Those who are blessed and overflow are people who have actually submitted themselves to the word and to worship and put themselves in place of watch and pray. You know, so when we say come for Friday night fellowship, people need to turn up. Because people who do the 7 W's, the first four, people who actually pay attention to the word, worship, wearing the full armor of God, and watching, people who are in warfare can seriously walk into welfare. That is when you begin to have welfare. When you're going through all this, then you have results. Then you have all those testimonies. And that's where the overflow begins. We don't just come here and say, blessed and overflow, when we don't even want to know God and the God of the overflow. We don't even want to bow down and worship him. And some people wonder why things don't happen to them. Why some people will be jumping up and down, some will just stand and wonder. It's not because of, the Bible says it's not of him that willeth or him that showeth mercy. But then there are instructions to obey. So why don't make it simple for yourselves? Worship him, give him lordship of your life, stand the watch with full armor, warfare, then leave him to do the welfare. And when he does you the welfare, be a witness. He says, you ask 1:8, he says, be a witness in Samaria, Judea, and you know, you be a witness only when you have. You don't witness what you don't know. When God has not done anything, you've not put yourself in position where he can do something for you, what are you being a witness for? So you say, when I was healed, he healed me. When you go for that evangelism and you're talking with confidence because you've come from a place of word, worship, everything, and you are talking intelligence. You know what you're talking about. So witness. And then, of course, win. That's a victorious living. So we're a victory assembly. If we're going to live victorious lives, if we're going to overflow as witness, if we're going to be blessed as welfare, then we must pay attention to this. Word, worship, watch with full armor. The word of God leading that, you know, of course, because we can't watch. Remember, the word of God was first, even. Warfare, welfare, witness is an overflow. Win is victorious. I want to tell you this, people of God, this season that we're in, these 7 look perfect. Let's pay attention to it. Let's do something about the watch and pray. It looks as easy. And Jesus, remember, he was talking to people who are close to him. He was talking about people who are close to him. Nobody tells you to watch and pray. Only people who care and love you. This is the only thing I can say to us as a church. This is my only instruction to myself this season. Watch and pray. Put on the full armor. The full armor. Don't forget the word. Hallelujah. Don't forget your place of worship. Don't forget your place to stand. Don't forget your alertness. Don't forget when you need to strike, strike. And don't forget your warfare. If Friday night has not been a serious thing for you to do before, I want to tell you that these are not the days for you to decide whether you want to come for Friday night or not. These are not the days whether you want to come for BAM this week or not. Because we come to pray. And why we become giddy about these things is because it's just a calling. It's just it. We got to pray. We got to stand in position and do these things. So I want to employ you by the name of Jesus. Whatever you do, come and pray. Whatever you do, turn up for BAM, turn up for Friday night. You know, the 1 hour, we said all the men should attend. Let's pray together if they want to leave after 1 hour. It's a medley of BAM and Friday night. You know, this week is Friday, second Friday of the month. Come and stand in the gap. Just show up. Okay, your presence is encouraging. Is that good enough for you to turn? Are you a son of encouragement? Do you understand the times or seasons? You don't want to pray. Okay, turn up. Because when this little girl came out to worship this morning, I was a bit low with some things. Pastor Nii was leading worship. I was blessed by it, but I was climbing up. When she came out, suddenly there was an outburst in my spirit. Because if babes, Bible says, so far the little ones, like children and babes, how they worship God. I said, so far the little children to come unto me, forbid them. This is the kingdom. This is the kingdom. Like, says, children don't really think. They just do it. They don't even care. So when this little girl came, it just burst out something in my spirit. Burst out something in my spirit. So this, let's just do it as if we don't care. Be an encouragement. Be that this little girl. Come out. Just show up in Friday night. Reschedule your shifts. Reschedule your work. Think about what you're doing. These are the seasons to think about what we're doing so that we do the bidding of the master. It's okay. We can get it wrong. Like I got it wrong by choosing my thing to a 7 o'clock start work. I could have started 8. So next time I'll tell them, please, if it's not 8 o'clock and I might go 10 minutes late. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm not coming here to make noise. I'm not trying to be a superhero. Like I said, we're family. I'm talking to a family. Let's do this together because we're going to one heaven together. Do you understand me? I'm talking from my heart here. These are the days when rapture happens. I want to see all of us sat at his feet. Okay, whatever the situation is, can we be brothers keepers? Can we come and pray? Can we do something? If I can't stand, let it be that I'm standing because of you. It's becoming so emotional about the things of God. You must help the next person stand because you don't know their situation. You don't know why this happened and why that happened. You just need to come and pray in the spirit. Jude 20 says, post praying in our most whatever. Praying in the spirit, isn't it? Is that Jude 20? Am I right? People, I want to encourage us to continue to pray this season. Watch and pray. I want to call you. The GO was talking to us and he says, we pray a lot. He prays a lot in the spirit, more than he prays in his understanding. I want you to remember, every time you're walking around, okay, if you forget yourself, just remember that you are wearing some full armor. Maybe if you're walking carelessly and you forget yourself, then start walking as if you're carrying something heavy. So that you remember that you got breastplates and every defense. And I want you to remember these things. Okay? I want us to pinch ourselves all the time. Pinch yourself all the time and remember who you are. Father, we give you thanks in the name of Jesus. We glorify your name. We thank you. We cannot do it without your own help. That's why we say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. Hallowed be thy name. Let it be about you. Be our cover, be our guide. The singer says, Jesus, be the. Help us, oh God. Help us. This season, oh God, our hearts, the hearts of people are failing them. Fear is gripping hearts. People are dying without their will. Things that are happening. People just dying without them planning to die. Nothing has happened to them. No illness has happened to them. Suddenly there is something that has forced them to die. Help us, oh God. Help us stand. Help us watch. Help us be alert. Help us serve you with fervency. Help our weaknesses. Help us be Christians. And finally, oh God, help us witness. Help us witness the overflow. Let us be an overflow to the nations. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.